from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, podcasters.
What a show for you to download. One of our better ones.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a jam-packed one. Lots and lots of calls to get through and lots of fun and frivolity as well.
Some great stories. What? Oh, no.
Danny, the receptionist, is in our studio right now.
She's on mic four.
Hi, Danny.
Hello.
Can you tell the people what you're dressed as?
Ellie Chaney.
It's her Halloween costume. She's going to go as you tomorrow.
But, like, I'm going to wear, like, heavy eyeliner and say that I'm, like, you from, like, 2016.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do you want me to bring you some of my millennial clothes?
Oh, yeah, why not? I mean, I might as well.
Are you going to wear ankle socks?
No, I don't think that will happen. I'm sorry.
Have you got any clothes bad enough in your wardrobe to dress as Ellie? No.
Who do you think I am?
Ew, that's disgusting, Taz. Seriously. Honestly.
Is that an impression of me?
Yeah.
Awful.
It is.
Awful.
What are you even talking about, brother?
Oh, my God. Seriously. Get fucked.
If she... Whoa!
It's a podcast, I can say.
Don't know more.
It was Danny.
You can't just go around...
It was me.
We're going to have to say the little E. We're going to have to put the little E thing on our podcast now because it's explicit.
Look, it was Danny. What's in that? There's like knits in that wig.
The wig came off so quick. Enjoy the episode, guys.
Bye.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, big day tomorrow. Halloween is upon us.
It sure is. Trick-or-treating getting bigger and bigger every year. We were talking to a lady from our sales team today, Sarah. She says Japan goes crazy for trick-or-treating.
Yep. I mean, it started in America, but it is infiltrated all around the place. And on the sunny coast tomorrow, plenty of suburbs planning on going out in full force.
Yep.
Trick-or-treating the streets.
Totally. A lot of places down in Caloundra, really big for it. You know, Sunshine Cove here across the road in Maroochydore, big as well. We're going to be making our way to Bly Bly Park Lakes. We're going to be doing a little bit of live trick-or-treating for the show tomorrow. It's a hell of a lot of fun. The kids love it. Mm-hmm. It goes against everything that you've ever been taught as a kid.
Yeah.
You get to talk to strangers.
You get to take the candy.
And you're like, hang on, how many people are giving away the candy? Everybody we know is giving away candy. It just doesn't make sense. So it's so good to see the kids really, really getting into it.
Well, you and I are going down. You revealed the other day that my costume is going to be an inflatable pumpkin. Very Halloween themed.
Yep, totally.
I was struggling to come up with ideas for you. So yesterday on the show, we put it to the people.
Yes.
A lot of suggestions came through. Where's Wally was one.
Yeah.
Harley Quinn, big number of suggestions came in for Harley Quinn.
Rod from Bridgian said he had the baseball bat ready to go. If we needed that for the costume, he could help us out.
However, on the socials, there were five or six people who all said the same thing.
Oh, no.
And so I thought, well, majority rules in circumstances like this.
How did you get your hands on what I think you're about to hand me?
Taz Erickson, tomorrow for Halloween... You will be dressed as a...
Oh, my gosh. She got it. She got one. Bring it round here so we can all see. This is amazing. It's a giant. I'm saying giant poo emoji. Is this an inflatable one?
It is inflatable.
This is massive.
It needs to be tailored a bit to fit you. As you can see, I've attached some straps to the back.
This is an adult size one,
isn't it? Yeah, but look at the straps that I've attached to the back, just up the top, some string.
Yeah.
So you can lace it through your arms and wear it.
Yes.
It will also be inflated. However, the hand pump I had...
Hand pump.
Was not going to cut the mustard, nor was using my breath to fill it up. So
I've just broken your straps.
Yeah, look, that's what I mean about the tailoring. Oh. We need, now that we've done the big reveal, we're going to need to come up with some better measures to attach it to your body.
Am I wearing it on my front?
Yeah.
So I can't see where I'm going?
No, you can wear it under your head. The top of the poo emoji, the peak of the poo, if you will, will be under your chin. And then the rest of it will be in front
Ellie.
Of you.
You've done well.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Oh.
It is, if I'm being honest, it's actually a pool float poo emoji. So you can actually put it in the pool and sit on it.
Amazing. Okay, so we just got to work out a way to attach me to the costume.
Yeah, and I've got straps, but I just thought I'd get your measurements first. And also, before, when I was putting those straps on, I put them on upside down. So it was an upside down poo emoji.
Just, I have one thing to say to you before we go, before we head down to Pump Kids in a couple of minutes. Good to see you finally done a poo at work.
Okay, girls don't poo, all right?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
A lot of dentists listening to this right now, licking their lips. A dentist, actually, when I was a kid, he used to say, look after your teeth or you're going to give me a new car. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll floss, sir. I don't want to give you a car.
I mean, I don't know if that's the best method. I'd love to give someone a car.
It scared me. No,
Should
out
I
of your own
flossing?
Money. You're going to have to buy them a
oh,
car.
Oh, okay, yeah, right, that's fair.
Yeah, can't afford that.
Yeah, no, definitely
can't afford that. Lives, bro.
I literally don't even have a car of my own.
So
I ride an e-scooter.
Can I buy myself a car first, please?
Yeah.
No? So we're talking tooths. Tooths, when did you break your tooth and what broke it? 545-11919. Our caller of the day, winning $50 to spend at Rebel. Thank you very much. Now, there's a Kiara is a lady over in the States suing JetBlue, an airline over there, after she says she cracked one of her front teeth on an ice cream bar when she bought it on the flight.
That is not on the airline. That is on her calcium supply.
Have a listen to this. So Kiara alleges that the airline served her a strawberry shortcake ice cream bar, thank you very much,
delish,
that was, quote, dangerously cold and frozen at, and frozen, quote, at a temperature below what is reasonable or safe for consumption.
Well, guess what, sweetie? Just go like this. And warm it up a bit before you bite into it.
Give it a minute and it'll start to thaw out. But she says that she's filed that it's given her severe and permanent bodily injuries because it was served too cold.
Come on.
And it's not the first time JetBlue was sued because of temperature-related food issues.
Uh-huh.
Last year, a passenger suffered burns when scalding hot tea was served during a period of turbulence. So JetBlue are struggling with the heat and the coldness of their food.
I need Goldilocks to come on in. Too hot, too cold.
Last year it was too hot. This time it's too cold. Come on. Exactly. So 545-11919, what broke your tooth, Sunny Coast?
The more innocuous, like, the better. So I want someone to have broken their tooth on, like, an Allen's lolly snake or something, a thing of yogurt.
We'll take whatever. Whatever broke your tooth, let us know. And Brent from Yandina Creek, welcome to the show, mate.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, Brent. Have you broken your tooth on something?
Yeah, believe it or not, a room temperature strawberry.
Oh,
that's the name of today's show. It's just room temperature strawberry.
How?
That's gold.
Like, what was it? A wobbly tooth or something, and it just fell out? Or
look, it must have been. I was pretty young at the time, but look, it was probably been held together by a bit of plaque at the time. I would imagine if a strawberry was enough to smash it in two. But yeah, bitten to the strawberry.
I just, off the top of my head, can't think of a softer fruit.
it's a bit embarrassing, but anyway.
Oh, well, Brent, great story.
One to kick us off.
Yeah, you can whip that out for the rest of your life, the room temperature stories.
So good.
Great one. Keep them coming, Sunny Coast.
Got tears.
Let's go to Kyle in Caloundra West. Have you got a story about a broken tooth, bud?
It's a bit of an embarrassing story.
Good. We
That's
love
what
those.
This show's all about. Yeah. It's okay, Kyle. Like, one of us.
Yeah, all right, then. Well, I was about 13 at the time. I was at home having a barbecue, thinking the house was empty.
Yeah.
I had my mum walking down the hallway, and I knew she was going to come to my room, so I quickly jumped up to make sure my door was locked.
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing my pants are still around my ankles, and she's opened the door, specked out both my two top teeth.
She's opened the door on your face?
On my face, because I've tripped over, and she's opened the door, and I've gone to lock it, and she's smacked my two top teeth out.
Oh, no. So you were caught, so your teeth... So you've got pants around your ankles, Kyle, and you're now losing two teeth.
100%, and embarrassing in front of my mum because she just called me having a barbecue.
Having a barbecue, I hate that. I hate it.
I don't mind it, actually.
Sausages aren't quite
cooked. No,
that's like 30 years ago, so door handles were hard back in the day.
Kyle, did you manage to get your pants up in time? So they were still down.
No, they were still around the ankles when she walked in. So
it's around the ankle, teeth on the floor.
Well, what's your priority at that moment? Is it your teeth, or is it the pants?
Oh, pants.
Yeah, 100%. I'd say pants also. Yeah. Absolutely. Kyle?
And when you got no T-shirt on, there's nothing, you're not hiding anything.
No, no, absolutely not.
Joe, well, he's Kyle? In the draw for a caller of the week, not just caller of the day. Kyle, thank you so much for sharing, mate.
You were right. It was an embarrassing story. Yeah. So. Props to you for sharing. Thanks, Kyle.
Oh, legend.
No worries.
We'll go now to Layla, who's 11 years old. Hello, Layla. What did you break your tooth on?
So I was climbing Mount Pomona, and as I was coming down, I grabbed onto a tree and broke my tooth, like fell onto the tree.
Oh, a tree to the face. No one wants a tree to the face.
No, not at all. Did the tooth come out and stay in the tree?
Yes.
So it's like you bit the tree, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my teeth are starting to hurt from these stories. Can you feel it in your teeth, Tazzy?
Look, if you're wanting to bite a tree, you'd rather it be like a paper bark or something, wouldn't you? They feel like they'd be a bit of a softer landing. Layla, how many teeth did you lose in that?
One.
Just one. One, just the one. And is it still in the tree or did you retrieve it for the tooth fairy?
No, I got it back out.
Ah, good. Fair enough. You never know. You know, it could be a part of Mount Pomona now.
Teeth don't grow on trees. Actually, they do. Look, Mount Pomona, very rare tooth tree. Love it, Layla. You're in the draw for that $50 to spend at Rebel Sport. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, sister. We'll go now to Stacey and Biwa. Stacey, what did you break your tooth on?
Well, I'd spent all afternoon preparing this beautiful roast pork for dinner and I had a bite of the pork crackling and broke my molar.
Oh, the molar.
Oh, that's a chunky tooth to break, that one.
It's as chunky as they can.
It was not good.
Did you lose the whole tooth, Stace, or just half of it?
Just part of it. So I had like this really scratchy, sharp bit. I had to go to the dentist the next day and that wasn't cheap, I can tell you.
No. Oh, good one, Stace. Thank you. And finally, the ever faithful Rod from Perigian. Have you broken your tooth, bud?
So my family plays spoons to, like, level extreme. So we were at a family gathering. We were playing a game of spoons. My aunt is one of the most competitive spoon players you'll ever go against. We go for the spoon. There's one left. It's between me and my aunt. I grab it. My aunt jumps in like slow motion. The table goes, and the spoon flies out of my hand and smacks into my nan's face and chips her tooth.
Nan, the innocent bystander, Nan.
The innocent bystander, Nan, got her tooth chipped. But there is a good point, and I beat my aunt to that spoon. And I won.
You won. Yeah, but I don't know if you can claim it, given you smashed your nan in the face, Rod. That's
I didn't, though. It was my aunt. My aunt sent spoon flying. She broke the table as well. So that was the end of the game.
Oh, my goodness. I am not playing spoons with your family anytime
tooth
soon.
And a table didn't survive the game of spoons.
But Rod won, so it's all good.
No.
It's all good. Rod, that's hectic. I'm never coming to your house.
Yeah.
Taz on 91.9
CFM. $25 is all it takes to put school shoes on a kid's feet. Donate now at inclusivekids.com.au. The Crick's Volkswagen kicks for kids on CFM.
Something very special is happening right now, Chaney. We don't normally get these two in the studio.
I know. Four radio announcers in one room. What could go wrong? Foz and Brooke, hello.
Legend.
Hello.
What's going on, guys?
I could get used to this. This is quite nice. Except we don't like each other this week or next week, do we?
Yeah.
Well, we should call this the really big breakfast with Foz, Brooke, Ellie, Taz. What do you think?
Oh, I
don't
like
make
it, Tazzy.
Don't make me get up at 4 a.m.
Then we can be in the jingle. We can be in the jingle. The really big breakfast with Foz, Brooke, Ellie, Taz. I want to be in the jingle.
Now, the reason that all four of us are together at the moment is because we're obviously raising money for Kicks for Kids, for Inclusive Kids, and we're doing a boys versus girl challenge. Brooke and I are teaming up. We're hosting a barefoot bowls night, and you two boys are teaming up to do a bikini car wash.
And we've already sold ours out, so how are you guys doing?
How do you manage
that? You can't sell out a car wash.
They caught my bluff.
Well, I'm thinking internally, and I'm thinking, would you rather see someone in a bikini or someone just doing barefoot bowls? What do you reckon, Tazzy?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to have our feet out as well.
Yeah, we'll have everything out. Yeah. Not just their feet.
It's not just someone. It's you two in a bikini. I think that's more of a concern than anything.
Well, last year we raised a couple of $1,000, and I realised I didn't have any sex appeal last year, which is why I brought in my
You still don't have sex appeal this year either.
You seen those biceps, mate? Come on.
So your car wash is happening next Wednesday. Saturday.
Yep.
Afternoon. Laser Zone Car Park, Nicklin Way.
November 6th, yep, from 3 till 6. So it's usually during the Ellie and Taz show.
Can people pay you to put clothes on?
Is Ellie, that be careful.
Because I will donate $5 right now just to get a shirt on the two of you.
So Brooke's done a tactic. She's told people to turn up with the dirtiest cars possible.
And huge trucks.
So it takes us longer to clean so we can't make as much
money. Slows us down.
Mm-hmm. What we should do is charge.
We should charge more if it's really dirty.
Definitely.
Yeah, how much does it cost to get a car wash?
I'd say $5 minimum. I think if you're coming in with a $2 coin... Come on.
Who has $2 coins these days? Yeah, fiver.
Oh, yep. It's a pay what you feel the service is worth type situation.
And we will have a pay pass on the day, surely.
Yeah, we'll have a machine as well. You can tap and go. Yeah, give us 100 if you want.
Why not?
Okay, well, tickets to ours, a little bit more pricey, but you get a lot more for it. $25.
So can you tell me about this Barefoot Bowls? Because I haven't heard much about it.
Exactly. That's what I'm doing, buddy. $25 gets you in the door, gets you a drink on arrival, gets you nibbles, and gets you a game of bowls at Mooloolaba Bowls Club. Way
with the
fun.
Girls.
Yeah,
the girls.
Sorry, just fell asleep there.
Normally bowls is just for like 80-year-olds, isn't it?
Yeah,
we're
80
making it
or
cool.
Eight.
We're making it cool again. Yeah. Barefoot bowls, beers, vibes.
Young
say less.
People can play barefoot bowls, okay?
You can just rock up to our event with your car, give us a couple of bucks and you're done.
Easy, but
you've got to buy tickets to this thing. Where do you have to buy tickets to the Barefoot Bowls?
Our website.
Yep. On our website, click the Inclusive Kids banner or there's a link in our bio to buy your $25 tickets. A
lot of hoops. I've got a question.
A lot of hoops to jump through.
With the Barefoot Bowls, is there another income you could make with foot picks?
Well, yes. I mean, feet picks sell, right? We know that. So potentially, maybe that's a side hustle we could do it.
We were going to film a little video promoting it yesterday using only our feet and then we both realised none of us had had pedicures. And so we thought, maybe not.
We'll wait.
All right. Both of these events are happening next week. The car wash Wednesday afternoon and the Barefoot Bowls is Thursday afternoon. So get your tickets now, get your cars dirty, and we'll see you there very soon.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
You might think you listen to the people on the radio and you go, wow, how much fun stuff happens to these guys? My life's boring. I don't know how you'd be able to bring those stories every day. How long have you been on air for in your entire life?
10 years.
10 years is obviously the point where your life, you've used up all your stories and you have to start listening to strangers in the line for coffee.
Oh, everyone. You're lying if you say you don't love an eavesdrop.
Yeah, but you've eavesdropped and then written it down and then gone, this is great radio content. I'll just switch the names up a little bit.
I can't switch up the names because I don't know these guys' names. They're complete strangers. But they were standing behind me in line for a coffee yesterday and they were having a chat. Right, like into my ear, right? Okay. Like, of course I can hear her. I'm not just going to put headphones in and ignore them.
Oh, my God. Have you seen her?
No.
Yeah, I've seen her. I think she's Ellie from the radio. Wow, that's so cool.
I listened in on the conversation.
She's uglier than I thought she'd be.
No, there was none of that. Otherwise, I would have turned around and said, excuse me, boys. No, the point of the conversation I tuned into, they were talking about how long you have to be in a place to be considered a local. So one of them had obviously moved to town recently, moved to the sunny coast, and I'm guessing he moved from Geelong because he was saying in Geelong takes 30 years to be considered
30 years?
Yeah, to be considered a local.
Get out of town, mate.
And he reckons up here in the sunny coast, it's 10 years.
Firstly, why are we different to Geelong?
I don't know. This is the part of the conversation I overheard. I didn't join in. And if you're listening right now, man, feel free to call and, you know, clarify what you meant by that. But I got me thinking, what is the time limit to be considered a local?
Okay, right, well, for me, for example, like I'm initially a Kiwi. My family moved over when I was 6. Mm-hmm. I think by about 12 or 13, we did our Australian citizenship. Mm-hmm. So for more than half of my life, almost 3/4, maybe more, 80% of my life, I've been here on the sunny coast. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a local. I grew up here, went to Mountain Creek all the way through.
Yeah.
I think Brooke's very similar as well. She's like born and bred, grew up here. She's lived here for like 25 plus years.
I don't know. Am I a local?
You're on the cusp.
I like to think, yes, I am.
No.
Because I got here before COVID. I think the population boom when COVID happened of all the New South Welshmen and Victorians who moved up here to sit, you know, get away from lockdowns. That was a huge influx of people. But I got here January 2020.
I'm going to make a huge call. This is going to annoy a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think you're only a local if you were a kid there.
Oh.
And you grew, that's where you grew up.
No, but Kay.
Then you can be a true local.
No, because would you call me? So I grew up in Perth, lived there till I was 26, I think. Now, I don't know if I'd call myself a Perth local because I haven't lived there for 8 years.
Oh.
You know, like, okay. I call myself a Sunshine Coast local.
Let's do this. This is fun. Sunny Coast, 545-11919. Is Ellie a local? How long have you lived here?
January 2020 I got here. So I'm going on 5 years in January.
And how old are you?
33, nearly, next week. Paulie in Caloundra, hello.
Hello, Ellie. How are you?
I am well, thank you. Do you think that I constitute as a local?
No, I'm going to bat Taz on this one. I think Taz has got it right. Oh. I reckon I'm a born and raised local, and I reckon you've got to grow up here as a kid. You've got to sort of be a part of the schools and contribute to society a little bit, and you've got to know the street names. But I reckon as a bare minimum, you've got to grow up here in your younger years.
100%, because so many people move here on the Sunny Coast because it's grown so rapidly in the last 20, 30 years, especially since I've been here. So many people moving in. Oh, yeah, get out of town.
Oh, mate, that COVID rush.
Yeah, fair, actually. Fair, but then there's a certain subsection of person that grew up here. They were here when they were a kid. You know, they were here when they were 10 or 15 or sneaking out from their parents' place at 18.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what makes you a Sunny Coast local. Wouldn't you agree, Paulie?
Definitely.
Well, Paul's criteria, correct. You said your criteria was contribute to society. I've done that. I've raised money for charities. Contribute to schools. I've done Under the Pump Kids at schools before.
No.
And no street names. Guess what? I'm on Plaza Parade right now.
No.
Boom.
Nah.
Local.
Nah.
I give you props, Ellie. I do. I give you props for what you do around the community and everything. Oh. But still, you weren't here as a kid.
Yeah.
She also says she does stuff for charity. Last year, she wasn't here for our bikini car wash and she wasn't here for the Kicks for Kids walk because she was in Iceland climbing a glacier. So does she really contribute to community?
The rest of the year I contributed. Okay, sorry that I took a break. Thanks, Paul.
Just on our biggest fundraising day of the year, but that's a good break.
You're a legend, bud. Thank you for your call. Keep them coming, Sunny Coast. How long do you have to be here to be considered a local? We want a definitive answer by the end of this show. Cassie, do you think that I'd be considered a local?
I'm sorry, but unfortunately I have to disagree.
Love it, Cassie. Thank you. I don't think she is either. So what's the rule then, do you think, for a local here on the Sunny Coast?
I definitely agree with you. Where you grew up, where you were born or spent majority of your life. I think to call yourself a local, I'd say maybe 10 years plus living there.
Okay.
Because I myself have only been living on the coast since January 2018.
All right.
So, yeah. I don't even know my way fully around the coast yet. So.
Do you think of yourself as a local, if someone asked?
No. Like, I always have it back the back of my mind that I still have to GPS everywhere I go. unless I, like, it's somewhere that I go very frequently and very close. But when I go, because I work in Brisbane, when I go to Brizzy, I literally know everywhere I go off my heart, so...
Is that where you grew up, Cassie?
Yeah, I was here until I was 18 and then I moved to Sunny Coast.
Yeah, okay. So I think, you'd be a Brizzy local, but Sunny Coast, you've been here 6 years. Yeah, not quite, Cassie, I agree.
Yeah, no, just short. We'll get there, Ellie, it's fine.
Yeah, should we have parties? You have yours in 2028, I'll have mine in 2030. All right, 10 years, got it. Thanks, Cassie, thanks for your call. All right, let's go to Krista in Watulla. Krista, how long do you think you have to be here to be considered a local?
I think 10 years would be a good cut-off line.
Another one for 10 years. All right, okay, it seems to be the common argument.
So I've been here 10 years now. Mm-hmm. So when I moved here, my kids were 3 and 6. So they've gone through all school here. I've done the tuck shop runs. I've done the the sporting events in their canteens and everything. So I feel like I should be classed as a local because I've done that with my children.
Yeah, right.
You know what? I'm happy to give that to you, Krista, as well. I think so too. Doing that hard work, cutting up the oranges for the football or whatever it is. Yeah, I agree. Chaney, how many oranges have you cut up for local sport?
I am a member of the Moolabar Reds, okay, and have been for 4 years
That's
now.
That's a long way to say zero oranges.
Sorry, I think I've brought lollies for the team before.
Does lollies? That count? No, it doesn't count.
It's way more fun. All right, Krista, another one for 10 years. Thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
No worries. We'll go now to Big Jake in Kurramundi. Hello, Big Jake.
G'day, how you going?
How big are you, mate?
How big?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, I'm probably, what, 6'3" and 120 kilos, you know?
Yeah, yeah, Kate, deserving of the big title. What we should do tomorrow on the show, have you got a big in front of your name?
Yeah.
Are you called Big something?
Well, mate, I'm from a big family and, yeah.
Everything's big.
Excuse
me? Can we not? Let's not go there.
Big Jake.
Big Jake.
How long do you think someone has to be on the coast to call themselves a local?
Look, honestly, I've been here for about 3.5 years.
Yeah.
But I've left my mark on the landscape.
Oh, okay. So you've been here less time than me and you reckon you're a local?
I reckon I am.
He's left a big footprint.
Yeah,
that's
well,
for sure.
What have you done to leave a big mark on the landscape, Big Jake?
Mate, well, everyone needs a boundary fence. And, I'm the one to put a fence in.
Right. Oh. The big old fencer,
I've
Big Jake.
Driven all around Budrum, all around Kurramundi, all around Aruna, everywhere.
That's a good resume.
Give us a shout out for some of your work, Big Jake, that people might recognise if they're driving around. Any noticeable fences you've had a hand in?
Not too many front fences.
Just side ones.
He's just a side fence guy.
He's a side and back kind of guy.
No, it's just a boundary fence.
Hang on.
So you've been here 3.5 years, Big Jake, and you're saying that you're a big local.
I am, mate. Big local.
There you go.
Couple mini pubs.
I like it.
Couple mini pubs, met a lot of people.
Okay. All right. Big Jake.
I like that.
You're bringing down the average, and I like that, from 10 years to 3.5.
Yep.
Great suggestion. Thanks for your call.
Also, he's bigger than me, so I'm not going to disagree with him.
Absolutely.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. Got a bit of a moral conundrum for you, Sunny Coast. 545-11919 to get in touch this afternoon. I found out some information, which is pretty crappy, about my mate and the girl that he's just starting to see, and I don't know whether I should tell him. Have a listen. I'm on Tinder.
Yeah, you are, you dirty doll.
And I've... No, hang on.
Okay, sorry.
It's not about me. It's not actually about me. So I'm on Tinder last night.
Well done. I don't know how to respond to you.
Swiping through, I come across a chick that my mate has supposedly been dating for over 6 months.
No.
She's on Tinder.
Could it be that she
I've met her once, like briefly, like in passing. Him and I don't talk very often. I'm friends with him.
Yeah.
Like guys, you know, guy friendships. Yeah. You don't really maintain them that
well. You watch footy together.
Yeah, exactly. Occasionally you might send him a meme. I've come across his new girl on Tinder. Do I tell him? 545-11919.
Yes, I would tell him.
It
Absolutely.
Looks like her account's still there, and I think Tinder takes your account away if you're not active. So I don't think there's any, could it be, nah.
Yeah, right. Are you sure Tinder takes it away if you're not active?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. You're not still on there.
Yeah, I know, but I deleted my account, like a good little girl, when I got in a relationship.
Nah, within like a couple of weeks, if you're not active, it takes you off. Because what's the point of leaving you there? You'll never match with anybody.
Pile up the likes.
Oh, for you, maybe.
And you pop on back and realise.
Sunny Coast, if you were in my position, what are you doing? Are you letting your friend know? Do I have to?
I'm on team, yes, you do, I think.
No, I don't.
Really? Mm. Well, I mean, again, it depends how close you are to the guy, but you'd want to know, right, if it was you. This is my Ellie Chaney double standards coming in. I don't like to have double standards. So if I'd like to know myself, then maybe I should tell the dude.
Sunny Coast, what do I do? It's up to you. 545-11919. We do have a $50 Rebel voucher for our caller of the day as well. So if you help me out and maybe you convince me, it's probably yours.
Oh, the voucher. I thought it was like the girlfriend.
No,
I was like, what?
Where'd we go?
Yeah, sorry. Okay, call us now. Weigh in on this debate. Troy's in Pelican Waters. Troy, what do you reckon Taz should do?
Ellie, right behind you on this one. You've got to say something.
Yeah.
Even if it's just to bring it up in conversation, say, hey, you know, do you realise you're still on Tinder?
Yeah.
Now, the other question I've got for you, Taz, is I haven't heard from you for a while, but are you still engaged or what's going on there?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, do you want me to tell the entire Sunny Coast? No, so about 6 months ago, we were talking about this earlier this morning, actually, Ellie and I, trying to work out how long it's been. So my partner and I, ex-partner now, split about 6 months ago, Troy. So you're obviously not listening to the show that much.
Well, on and off I do, yes.
Troy.
But my first thought was, what are you doing on Tinder if you're engaged?
Exactly. Yeah. That's a very fair question.
No longer engaged, very single. Yeah.
We're talking single. About the ethics of the chick you found, and yet you're just swiping
I'm going,
away.
What are you doing on Tinder?
No, Troy, it's all above board. Don't you worry about that. Otherwise, I'd definitely be having something to say to Taz.
But definitely, mate, you got to say something.
Yep. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's one in the Say Something column, Taz.
Thank you, Troy. Love it.
We'll reopen the phones, though. 545-11919. Let's keep this conversation going. Is it Taz's responsibility, obligation as a friend to tell his mate his missus is on Tinder?
And I'm single. Just confirming.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. God. Way to announce it to the world. Ladies, get in line. What do you reckon Taz should do in this situation, Mel? Does he need to tell his mate?
Yeah, I'm 100% teen, yes.
How do I approach that topic? Do I just go straight to it, Mel?
I would. I definitely would. If you're in the same situation, I'm guessing you would want to know.
Mm. Yeah. You sound very strong in your opinion here, Mel. Is this coming from anywhere? Have you had experiences like this?
Yes, I actually have.
Really?
I did have someone who I wasn't very close with reach out. Yeah. And let me know that my partner was on a dating app.
Yeah, right. And were you grateful to that person or?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Did you buy them anything for letting you know? Like, is there a prize? Am I going to get anything out of this?
Hopefully some free drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it on.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah, I'm the same, Mel.
It's just going to be a crap conversation to have.
It will, you know? But it's worth it. I am so grateful. I was being cheated on by my boyfriend of 5 years, and what a mutual friend that we had finally told me about it.
Really?
And I am so grateful to her for telling me, because I was like, that's the linchpin I needed to get out of that relationship.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, all right, Tazzy. Well,
thank you, Mel.
Mel's put her 2 cents in. Thanks, Mel.
No problem.
All right, let's go now to Nico in Nambour. Nico, what are your thoughts on this one?
Bro code, straight up.
Yeah.
Seems to be a clean sweep so far.
Even if you're not close to him, it's still the bro code.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's eating at me. It's really... It's just the fact that it's going to hurt.
I think you could do it in a way... which is, you don't have to go into it too much. Just literally take a screenshot of her profile and be like, hey, mate, just came across this. Not sure if it's something you knew about, but thought I'd let you know.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Then it's gone.
A message. He can divulge the information as he wants.
I told Big Boss Benny this morning and I said, what do I do? Mm-hmm. He goes, what if they're swingers, mate? And that's a slightly different conversation, I think.
It's true. They could be looking for a third and you could be the third.
No, I don't need to be the third, but thank you anyway for your level of enthusiasm there. Thank you, Nico, for your call, mate.
Yeah.
That's 3 from 3 so far.
Yeah, all right. Well, the final one is Kristen from Malulaba. Mm. Kristen, what do you think Taz's obligation is here?
I think she should tell him, but I think there's a diplomatic way of doing it a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you could say, hey, I saw that this chick was on Tinder still. However, you know, she might just be inactive and hasn't shut down her account. You could send her a Tinder message since you're on there and say, you can let him know where I can. And then it's his choice then. Like if she'll either tell him if she's active, she's going to see your message.
Yeah. True.
I really like that because that puts the ownership on her.
Out of the water.
Yeah, I like that. She'll get the message and she'll go, oh, I've stuffed up here.
Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to have Tinder on or I didn't realise it.
And she'll get the message
if
she's active. So you can say, oh, she might not be active, so I sent her a message. So if she acts funny or tells you that she forgot to shut it down, it means she's actually active.
Yeah, because you're right. There could be every chance that she just hasn't, you know. Maybe she didn't use Tinder much to begin with and just forgot that she had it.
Yeah, no, I don't even think they met on the dating apps anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think so. Yeah.
I think I'm not using it. It's just there. But she's active and she'll know.
Yeah.
And so will we.
I like it, Kristen. That's well thought through.
I don't mind that, actually.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen.
You're welcome.
All right, Tassie, ball's in your court now.
I'm going to have to tell him, aren't I?
You are, and I think we're all going to need an update very soon because we are all bored with our own lives and we are living vicariously through this drama.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.